updates and all that on the board?
Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts, podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the GloucesterCast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro.
Resemble that remark.
All right, we're live.
From the
we got audio. All right. We
from
got
the land of misfits.
The land of misfit doors. My mother's late. She said, you know what?
Lock the door. She's gonna learn. She's gonna learn. If she's not here on time, then you know, sorry, Pat. How many times did she discipline you over the years?
Plenty.
Yeah.
Well, my dad, so with discipline, like sometimes parents are like the mother takes the more of a disciplinary role. And
yeah.
That, what was in your family? Who was more of a disciplinary? You or your mother? The mother. Yeah. You were working too much.
Too much.
Yeah. Right. All right. I'm going to introduce everybody. This is.
Hang on. Hold the presses.
Hold the presses. Oh, she comes.
Let her in. Let her in.
I forgot to lock the door.
Jesus, guys.
Here comes Mama.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
Pat Shimataro.
Oh, good morning.
Put your fancy shoes on. You know Sam Nagro?
Welcome, Pat.
How's Eileen? Good. She has some surgery. Give her my love, will you? How are you still doing here? Why don't you go down to Maples?
Ma, we'll tape on the podcast.
You know we're taping, right?
Pat, you're on live.
The world is good morning.
The mask. It's at a Louis Vuitton mask.
Very good.
Yeah. It's got a Louis Vuitton mask.
Louis Vuitton mask.
Randy O'Neill says, good morning, Joey.
You're good. You can sit there. So it's GloucesterCast 448. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us right here. Droplets going everywhere.
Right in my eye.
Right in his eye.
Chris is going to need to.
Chris, you need to pull that.
There we go.
But I want to do a quick shout out to Cafe Sicilia.
Nice. Yeah.
Jimmy?
Sure. Well, since Pat didn't bring us any goodies.
Well, yeah.
Cafe Sicilia. Look how good those
coffee rolls.
I did cinnamon rolls, but I had to wait for them to rise.
I got the cannoli and the pistachio.
I could put them in the oven. No, because they're not baked yet. They're ready to go in the oven. And he said, no, come now. Said,
Thank you to Cafe Sicilia.
Next week, I'll bring.
Thank you to Cafe Sensei. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's like a mixed, like.
Yeah. So you got the pistachio ones, the plain ones, the almonds, and the chocolate chips.
Wow.
They hit for the cycle.
Wow. You can't beat that. Uh-oh.
Wow.
She got caught passing a note in school by the principal.
All right. Let me do it. You can talk, but it's with this. What's the matter, Pat?
Nothing. I just remembered this.
Oh, thank you. So it's GloucesterCast 448. Two from now, we're going to be taping live at Little Red Rooster. We have Sam Nigro, our first-time podcast participant.
Sweet. Sweet. Sam. Yeah. The legend. Sam Nigro.
And Mark, can you pass me that right there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that.
Sam made that for me.
Sam, you are so talented.
How's that? Is that in the frame?
That is beautiful. Yeah, there you go.
Joey's wood is upright.
So Sam paints. We're gonna get into what Sam does in a little bit. My mom has been on the podcast before, but this is has been a while for her. Pat Shimataro. I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. Scotty Mack is with us.
Hello. Good morning, Gloucester.
Chris McCarthy's with us.
Good morning, Gloucester. Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you.
It's like Benjamin Button.
Jimmy Dalpiaz is off camera, and Pat Dalpiaz is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
How many days until
until January. Day off.
45 days.
45 days.
I'd like to give a little shout out to our daughter, Amy, who's probably listening, I think, right now. So
hi,
welcome, Amy. It's good,
Amy.
To,
hey, good to
have you on board.
Hey, go, go.
I also want to do a shout out, Lobster Trap Gifts. My okay. sweet, I got to do this.
Yeah.
The cap.
I love that hat.
It's got the lobsters on it.
Yeah.
LobsterTrapGifts.com. You can put a link to where you can buy those. We have 4 gifts this week. Actually, 5. We got a late entry on the gifts. Pauline Bresnahan donated this Gloucester Fisherman Gator. Kerry Sullivan, his real name is Francis Sullivan, donated books. We got 2 books, A Long Triage, Welcome to the War, Part 1. Nice books that he wrote. We're going to give two of those away. My friend Paul Gamber is donating a free teeth whitening.
Nice.
And the late entry is this mask that my mom donated.
Is that all that first? Let's verify that it's hers.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's us.
I asked you, where did you find it?
It may be slightly used. You can see the makeup on there. We're not going to charge any extra for the makeup or the blush or the lipstick.
That's where you're wrong, Nate. That's where the value is at.
There might be some freaky guys that are like into that. You know, these guys that buy women's socks and stuff like that. There might be someone that's into my mother's used mask.
Oh my God, Pat.
I didn't raise him like that.
Where did he come from, Pat?
Not my
son. I don't know.
But anyway, the way you can win this, for the regulars, they know, if you share the podcast on Facebook and you by hitting the share button and you type in shared in the comments, Pat will put you in the running. At the end, we draw the names, and the people that respond to which gift they would like get their pick, 1 through 4. We're only joking about that, unless someone really wants that. I don't know. Ma, do you want that back?
Of course I do.
Oh, so that's off the tape.
Well, it smells like herring now.
It has a little bit of a tint.
I wash it every night.
Oh, is that washable?
I wash, yeah.
So there's that. Sam is Sam, we have a feature for guests that have never been on. We call them podcast virgins. Seeing as you're a podcast virgin, there's 2 questions we have to ask you right off the bat. You have to the first one is death row sub and death row meal. So assume you're on death row and the warden comes in and says, you know, you're going to be executed tomorrow. We'll get you a meal from any restaurant. It has to be a restaurant. Where would it be and what would be the order? What restaurant and what would be the order?
That's not a sub shop.
No, because the second part is a sub, death row sub. There's 2 parts. So the first one is a restaurant.
Causeway.
And what would the order be?
Seafood marinara.
Seafood marinara at the Causeway. That's a good one.
Yeah.
A tripe.
You're a tripe guy. He's a tripe guy.
They got tripe on the menu right now. Oh, only on Thursdays? Oh, okay.
He's a tripe guy.
That's good to know. I was going to get
Where's the place out of town that you like?
Sabatino's.
Sabatino's.
Wakefield.
Daddy
loved
tripe.
Yeah, downtown Wakefield.
The San Filippo's, Enzo San Filippo's dad made me the tripe one time.
I make it every, well, I was making it every Christmas.
Yeah?
I know you made it. Oh.
You going to make it this summer?
That's all I want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is tripe.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and Testaverde, the Tom.
He's going to wrap it with a mask.
The other day. The
right. Yeah, I showed him. The Tommy Testaverde.
I was going to paint it.
And so what would your death row sub be? What sub shop?
It's a toss-up between Destino's and Giulio's, naturally.
Yep.
Those 2 places.
What would the sub be?
The Italian and the steak and cheese.
There you go. All right, we got that
out. A lot of nuts.
So yeah,
it does.
So you know, it's funny. When growing up, we called them cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks, yeah.
But when I went to college and I went to school with your son Butch, right. A lot of people called them steak and cheese.
Oh, really?
It was a little jarring to me at first because it was always cheesesteak.
Where did you go to college again, Joe?
Bentley.
Bentley.
Yep, Bentley College. Yep, back in the day.
That's why you're so smart.
Yeah, I don't know.
I agree. He is very smart. I'm proud of him.
Why they switched the steak and cheese?
He's a smart ass.
And that too.
I think it was like different places call them different things. So like New York is a hoagie or a grinder or, you know.
Yeah.
They switched it.
Yeah, because Gloucester was always a cheesesteak. But you don't see cheesesteaks. You see steak and cheese at most other places.
Yeah.
So Sam, you've done this thing where you have painted hundreds, if not thousands, of these oars, and you sell them. People can get them. Do you have a website? Can you put a link up there, Pat?
Yep.
So we're going to put a link up there so people can go to your website. But how did you get it? What your background was not as an artist.
No, it was just a hobby.
It was a hobby. And how old were you when you started painting?
Oh, young. In grammar school, I used to paint murals on the, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Every holiday, the teacher would have me paint something on the on the board. You know,
on the board.
That's awesome.
And what year did you move to Gloucester?
67.
67. You've had that house since 67?
No, 85.
Oh, okay. 85. That was when. So when Butch went to college,
right.
You moved in because we went to our first year was 85 at Bentley. Was that what you were waiting for him to move out?
Yeah. All I started with the yours was Justino's 50th birthday party, and I try to think of something unique to give him. What do you give to somebody who's got everything really?
Yeah.
You know,
that's great.
You don't want anything. So I took a picture of his sub shop and I put it on the wall.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
And I gave it to him and he liked it. So somebody else asked me and I did
it's
that.
It's still there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's the very first one.
People won't throw them away. I mean, you get pictures anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, any gallery. But I know where you're going to find them. But like I say, I chased them up to the flea market there. I get deals. All over the place.
He woke up. He went 4:30 this morning up to the flea market, and he scored three oars. Yeah. So basically, those are your canvases.
That's it.
Yeah. Do you have to prime them before you paint them?
I do. The face, the paddle.
Right. So you can have a nice.
Like that one is, and all the time is. See the other side.
Yeah.
The other side.
It's a little more rough.
No, that decal you get on there.
Oh yeah.
That's an antique paddle.
Wow! Look at that. Yeah. That's a beauty. I can't believe the detail. It looks like a 3D lobster.
No, it's beautiful.
It really does.
Fine old L.L. Bean.
Oh, really?
If I painted the boot, you know, the snowmobile boot.
Yeah.
Full size, right? So I sent it to him. I said, president of L.L. Bean. Right? Cost me $70 to ship it. It was $100 from New York. And the guy... He sends me a check for $25. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have cashed it. I should have framed it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
But, you know.
That guy's got a big
deal. What the hell, man?
Yeah.
They had a 20-foot boot.
Yeah.
They got a car, a truck.
Yeah.
I give them an oar with the green LL Bean. With the oar on it. I'm going to put it in my house in the Adirondacks. I said, I want it on the front door. It was for the zero. $25. Right. Should never have cashed that.
No, you should have framed it. That would have been a good one to keep on the desk.
Yeah.
There's also the State House has one hanging.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, Charlie Baker? Yeah.
Charlie Baker.
Yeah, he put it right in. George Washington and I are in the same room.
Oh, man. Nice.
Then those fish, you see the fish down on the freezer?
Yeah.
I painted the ladies. She's a talented lady.
Junie Van Dyke? Was that who it was? No? I thought she had something to do with it.
Gail McCarthy gave me her name.
Okay.
So I painted, it was only three at the time.
Yeah.
But on the one on the left, there's Clarence Birdseye, John Hammond, and me. You saying, me? What?
Wow, that's pretty prestigious company right there.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Have you painted on any buildings? In downtown? No.
Well, I don't, what do you call it, plein air?
Yeah.
Like Tommy Heidson, I used to paint with him.
Oh, really?
Well, Donald Mosier was a very good friend of mine, and he was a friend of Heidson.
Okay.
So I painted, he was down on my jetty, he was painting. So I painted a picture of him painting, so he painted a picture of my house, which I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a great artist.
Is he?
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Thomas Testaverde is commenting. I have one in my house also. Great job, Sam.
Tom Testaverde just commented.
He's watching.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Tom, can you confirm if there's only tripe on Thursdays at the Causeway or is it every day?
That's
because I'm craving it right now and I'm thinking about getting it.
I'll show you the picture. Yeah, if you look at the picture, I get fat.
But tripe's not fattening, is it?
Oh,
it's good protein.
I like everything but the tripe and the sauce.
Oh, it's delicious. No, it's always
you. Well, I gotta tell you.
Everything that I put in at the olives, the potatoes.
What was your maiden name?
Chimitaro. I didn't change it.
Oh, same name as you?
Thursday only.
Both of my grandfather's name are Joe Chimitaro.
Yeah, exactly.
No relation.
Thursdays only.
Well, I found out one thing, Boston. You gotta keep your mouth shut. Because everybody is related.
Oh,
somehow, somewhere. If you say something, you just sit there and shut up.
Sam, I'm very excited, I got to tell you, because I've seen these wars in all the different businesses around town and in people's homes that you visit. And it's you can tell it's your work right off the bat when you come in. Hey, it's on an oar. But the artwork itself is absolutely amazing. And no two pieces are the same.
No.
So for me, that's big. Has anybody ever asked you to paint anything other than an oar?
I've put it on. See, I do canvases, but you're competing with everybody.
This is special.
Eileen,
you stand out.
What's her name? Eileen Patton.
Oliver.
Oliver, yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
Foster, a bunch of them, on and on. Groupie.
Yeah,
there's a lot. You had mentioned off air just before we went on that you had painted a scuba tank.
Yeah. All the fish. It was like an aquarium. The guy in the scuba outfit.
That's cool. Wow. Yeah. And rudder. You paint rudders.
Rudders, yeah, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Rudders you put in the front of your house.
That's awesome.
You know?
So here's a question for you. It might be a tough question to answer. If you can only do one for the rest of your life, stripe a fish or paint, which would it be?
That's a good question.
I know you're lots of fish.
I can paint out there, which I do. I take pictures. I take 100 pictures a day. Maybe I'll use one.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
You got to tell the lobster fisherman, take pictures out there. They got a camera. They can get fantastic pictures. Just text them to me.
Can you tell right off the bat how long each piece is going to take? Is some more involved, more detailed than others? Or you say, okay, this is going to take me X amount of time, or this one's going to be a little bit longer?
It's a good question because, you know, basically it's the same price, but some of them are ridiculous. Things they want on them, you know.
Some of the scenes, like when you do like a downtown scene, like in all the different buildings, there's a lot to it.
Oh, yeah. But lately, a lot of people want realtors. They're getting, 6%, 5% commission. Every house is $1 million. So they're making a lot of money. So get an order and give them a picture. I get this guy, Brown, a realtor.
Yeah.
Every time he sells a house, I do an order for him.
Oh, wow. That's a great gift.
My gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Brilliant. It's different. It sets them apart.
Right.
Yeah.
Their house on an order.
Wow.
No question about it.
I mean, everybody, the house is the biggest investment you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is worth $1 million today.
Have you painted anybody nude on our oar?
Oh, jeez.
You couldn't fit them on.
I was hoping your presence would start out, but.
Sections.
What is it?
Sections.
Two sections.
Two sections.
I thought you were going to ask him if you ever painted anybody nude for, like, body rock.
No, I didn't. The paddles get more area.
Yeah.
Like for a sailboat, you know.
Yeah.
You want the mast, you use that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, because the aspect ratio, the skinny one.
Yours go from 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet, 9, 10.
Yeah.
The guy that rose there, which is that ship, rose all over the place.
Jimmy, oh Christ. The daughter works at Mendwood. Jimmy.
He wins all the races.
I know his name. Jimmy. Oh, God.
You don't know the seafood.
Jimmy, the guy.
The roller.
He rose.
Jimmy T?
Jimmy T. Jimmy T.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jimmy T.
Testaverde?
No, it's not Testaverde. No. Tarantino.
Tarantino, you're right. Tarantino.
There we go. We got there.
Thank you. Teamwork.
Yeah.
I didn't forget your name, Jerry. I can't remember. But he had a big set of, I don't know, it was rolling, was it 10 feet maybe?
Yeah.
And I had bought two of them. Beautiful horse. So I traded him. I gave him two he uses now. And the other two, I just put them up over my house. You know.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So, Sam, if someone wants to purchase one, how do they go about purchasing one?
Just text me.
Text you? Yeah. You can be found on Facebook.
Yeah.
There's a link in the notes here as well.
So do you check your website? Because we put a link to your website. Gloucester.org.
Yeah, Gloucester.org.
Right. G-L-O, can you spell it out?
G-L-O-S-T-O-A-R.
.com. And no, it's all
the... Just Gloucester will come up.
That's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yeah, no, and the all the contact information is on there.
Mm-hmm. That book, Prybot. You ever read his book?
Thank you, Thomas.
The White Mast, Orange Tips.
So I painted it, all 60 of them, of his black and white.
Wow.
Yeah. Really? A lot of the people, like, who was, they want him at the Fiesta, they carry the...
Oh, right. The parade. Yeah.
So well, it's better to have a picture of it on the yard instead of just a name, you know?
Yeah.
Felicia's, the twins, they used to work with the Benjamin C.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. You got any good pictures of us?
Felicia probably has them. My
cousin Larry Marcantonio definitely has them.
Has them? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because I think Larry had, it was a painting.
It was a painting of the boat.
And I think Larry had reproduced or something.
Yeah, I think he sent Felicia. I'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, you were in the Cape Ann Museum, you been in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that section. Yeah. That's my favorite.
It would be better to get the picture of the boat.
Yeah.
It definitely would. Yeah, it definitely would.
Sam, I used to paint.
Did you?
Acrylics. I tried oil. It takes too long. I'm patient.
You got to dry.
Yeah, no. And if you make a mistake, forget it. Because with acrylic, you can fix it, you know. Yeah.
Very good.
Why'd you stop?
Busy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm cooking.
Felicia's worried about your back, Joe. So, yeah, she would like to see you sitting up straighter.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I did some planning.
Watch the court. Watch the court.
You know what? I had a bunch of them. I did them in Florida
one of the questions is for Pat. Susan Casey Lipset, who's often here during the summer, but we missed her most of this summer because she chose to stay in Georgia with her family, not surprisingly, is wondering how you cook your tripe.
Oh, I have to give her. Well, I mean, I can't do it off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do it, but I can get the recipe, give it to Joey, and she can.
Okay.
You gotta do it the same way twice.
Yeah.
Like painting.
Yeah.
It gets involved.
Right.
The cleaning is.
Yeah. I really only do it one day.
It's delicious. I like I said, I like to tell her I like the sauce.
Well, she can hear you.
Oh, she can't. Well, I'm telling. It's delicious.
Hi, Felicia.
But I don't like.
Did you see the post?
No.
What else we got, Pat?
And well, this is the next thing on the list. Is when is it okay to decorate for Christmas? I know that Chris posted. Go ahead. So why don't you take that away?
Yeah, feels like it's a really big question. Pat might be able to help with this.
Yeah.
So Pat, I don't know if you saw my post, but I went to go see my mother the other day, and her house is 100% decorated for Christmas already.
I love it.
So the big question is, you know, when is the an appropriate time?
The optimum time. Optimum
time.
Yeah.
What's too early? What's too late?
I'll tell you what too early is. Going into Dunkin' Donuts in the summertime with flip-flops, shorts, and a t-shirt on and hearing Christmas music.
Really?
Right in September. That was too early.
Really? Yeah, that's too early.
You know, I know that like Sam Adams, when they do beer seasonally, they start way ahead of time for marketing purposes, but it's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
I mean, my mother loves the Christmas season, and you know, rightfully so.
I think people
are
pushing it even more this year because it gives them something. We saw our first yard decorations yesterday driving around.
Well, the interesting thing about the yard decorations is because we got some warm weather,
people decided
like,
to
let's get this.
You know, they're
out.
Right.
Exactly what I would.
You know, I drove because I have a knitting club. Mm-hmm. And we were coming from Magnolia on the boulevard. Is that brick house? It's Keisha Pratt's house, and it was all white lights, which I love.
Oh, the white lights! I like those too.
Yeah, it's across the street from where the baseball field is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautiful.
That's
really
awesome.
Pretty.
So they're already up and on?
They're
and
already up.
Nice.
I think Halloween is almost as big as Christmas.
Yeah.
Montanino's kid down there.
Oh, yeah. He always gets into it. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He goes all out for sure.
Oh, wow. He's like the Hoobie Halloween.
I don't know if I ever asked you your Death Row sub and Death Row meal.
No, you never did.
Okay, what would it be?
I like the salmon at Seaport Grill.
Okay, and Death Row sub would be what?
Sub would be St. Joseph's at Julio.
Yeah. I think I got to turn this volume down over here only because they might be getting feedback. Pam, I'll do it.
Giving up to Calm.
Yeah, no, I can hear the feedback over there. And I
I can hear it, and I don't normally.
So that's right,
funny squeaky sound.
All right, there, we're good.
You just unplug and
it's
stuff.
It's very fun. It's strange that I'm here
and not watching.
Watching it. How does it feel now that you're now that you're where the magic is made?
I like it, but it's very hard for me to keep my mouth.
Look how nice your hair looks.
Yeah,
who does your hair, Mark? Give a shout out to who does your hair.
Oh, yeah. Joanne Tomasini at En Vogue.
En Vogue. They're my favorites. Yeah.
Real show credit.
So does an Amanda.
Pat, since we have you here on the podcast, why don't you share one thing about Joe when he was growing up that you'd like to share with him right now since we have
breaking news.
Okay, well, you know, I have a cute story.
I was a good child, first of all.
You were?
Really?
My sister was a bitch.
Really?
She'll tell you. No, she'll tell you this. My sister would acknowledge this, right? And I was the sweet cherub.
The oldest is always the sweet cherub.
Sweet cherub.
We would read every night for hours, but she was a reader, and we would just sit and read.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I got a cute story.
Oh, there we go. Breaking news.
The juice.
Story about Joe.
It's the juice.
He came home from school one day. It was Christmas time. And he said, Mom, all the kids in school said, there's no Santa Claus, that you and Daddy are Santa Claus. I said, well, that's kind of true, but your sister still believes, so please don't say anything.
I still believe.
So then he goes into his bedroom, right? He comes out a few minutes later and he says, does that go for the Easter Bunny too?
They're all.
Had to think it through. That's nice.
Joey, didn't you have other things to do in study hall in high school?
Easter Bunny.
And that was when he was 22, right?
No, he was in high school. He was in study hall.
He was all talking. He was heading off to Bentley.
I enjoyed him so much.
Did you own a Jeep at one time?
Yeah, I've had two different Jeeps in my life.
Yeah, but one with no color, like an open Jeep.
No.
I saw you riding down the street once in a rainstorm.
Yes.
And it was raining like a son of a.
Was that the Broncos?
No.
I don't know.
So the story was, this is back when I was single. And and my dad was still working at the time. And like, I never come to work late. It's very rare. Maybe once every other year I'm late for work. And I was shacking up with some broad up in
Marblehead.
This is a family
show.
Sunday morning. Besides
me, this is family.
No, but
I saw him. I couldn't believe it.
But I was so nervous that my father was gonna fucking kill me because I was late for work. Because I woke up late. I was you know, hammered. Yeah, you put your clothes on. This no, I know, and I didn't even take the time to put the top up on the Jeep, and it was I'm talking right about raining cats and dogs, but I just wanted to get back to work so that my father wouldn't kill me.
Yeah,
yeah. Today the kids wouldn't give a shit.
They call in sick.
I'm a little late. Sorry, whatever. Yeah.
And but then they blame it on their parents.
Yeah, for not waking them up. Right. That's a good story we could share with Connor.
Yeah.
Like how seriously I took it.
I have one cute story.
Joey, this is your life.
Yeah.
It gets quick.
Put us in the age.
Libby and I and Felicia were out. We came home. We see two cars in the driveway and all the lights in the house are closed. So we go in the house. Libby says to me, honey, I want you to wait out here. And he goes in. Joey's in one room with a girl. And one of his friends is in another room with a girl, right? So Libby says to him, I'm not going to swear, but
get these fucking whores out of my house. he says, get these fucking whores out of my house.
So now Felicia and I in her bedroom with the driveway side, and we're looking outside. The girl's got a bra on one hand, pearls in the other. Let it out, right? So she's going, get away from the window.
And that's an elementary school story. So you know was a high school.
And he stops me on the way up the stairs, right? I'm like horrified. The girls are horrified. He gets in my face. He goes, just remember one thing. You don't shit where you eat, and you don't eat where you shit.
Wow. I wasn't going to say that,
but he can say it. Yeah.
That was the miscalculation, because usually.
No, they said they were going out for dinner and a movie, and they just went out for the movie part, and they didn't go out for the dinner part. So
that's what screwed off the time.
Yeah, that's
when he wasn't so good anymore. You know?
Yeah, well, we all
but it was normal.
It was normal stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
More
so
or less.
Anyway.
I'm starting to think Felicia was the saint.
This isn't live now.
No one listens to this.
Yeah, we're going to get an oar through the years of Joey.
I'm going to forget.
Sam's getting ideas. I see him writing it down.
We have some really, really, I think this is the most exciting restaurant news of the week. Mile Marker is putting the huge transparent igloos at Mile Marker.
I've seen them.
Oh, have you?
If you build them, they will come.
They will come. Because Chris and I, we didn't go to an igloo on the rooftop in Salem, did we?
No, but they announced that they're going to
do it.
Igloos.
We did it in Boston in the.
Yeah, in the hotel.
Envoy, was it a hotel?
Yeah, the Envoy.
The Envoy, the roof deck there in Boston.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be.
Coming soon, I think. Or are they already up?
They're up, but I don't know if they're actually booking the seating yet for them. You can probably check it out on their website.
Yeah.
If you want to pull that up.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thinking outside the box award goes to Mile Marker.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
And so, Lisa Frontiero Tilsey says Pat should be a permanent host.
You just got
Jim, I have to make a correction for you. Thinking outside the box was originally coined from Fred Shrigley. At the Rum Line, it was the outside the box cafe where he did that out in the driveway, and that was the name of it. So just to make a little correction.
There you go. So Pat, you want to talk about this new item that people can buy?
I saw this ad for because parents were going crazy because their kids were losing their masks all the time.
I have every single time I have my daughters in my car. There's 1 to 2 masks left behind.
And moms.
And so she designed a shirt, a shirt that's a t-shirt and a mask all in one, and she calls it the Schmask. And it's kind of like a backwards hoodie, so that you can pull the mask up, and it's all one piece. They are kind of expensive, but if you're losing masks all the time,
that's a great idea.
I think that's a genius idea. But it got me thinking about also. In addition, and they have adult sizes and different colors and long signature sleeves and all that. They're a little bit expensive, but
it is like a dickie.
If you take into account the cost of mask replacement,
but
it got me thinking about those other things your parents did for you or the adults in your life did to try to make sure you didn't lose things like your mittens, your hat, your boot, you know, whatever.
Virginity. We heard it right here.
There's so many more parts to that story that I can't tell.
We have another listener saying, let's make Pat stories about Joey a regular installment on the podcast. There's probably enough of them.
We could call it the campfire segment.
I got a couple of two from high school.
I can tell you right now, he will never invite me to this. Guaranteed.
Your ratings just went through the roof, Joe.
Mom, when you phone in like you do sometimes when it starts, we'll just make sure we get on.
So I'm going to take a little break right now to talk about our the prize thing that we do every week now. How many people have?
I'm up to 9.
9 shares so far. So if you share this podcast, if you're on Facebook, you share it and you type shared in the comments. Pat's going to write your name down and you're going to have a chance to win 1 of 4 prizes. From Pauline's Gift, Man at the Wheel Gator.
Gator.
I thong. Okay. It's a
face thong.
Man at the Wheel. Face thong. Kerry Francis J. Sullivan gave us 2 books to give away. We're going to give away 2 books. A Long Triage. You can get these on Amazon. I don't think you can get these at the bookstore of Gloucester, but if they do, I'd rather you get them at the bookstore of Gloucester. My friend Paul Gamber is donating a free teeth whitening. My mother reneged on her used mask with the makeup on it, so we're not giving that away. But
you never know.
But when
why put makeup on?
I know. Nobody can see it.
So we're gonna at towards the end, and when we pick the names, the order in which people respond to, they get the first pick off the off the list. So we got that going for us. We went to Portsmouth yesterday, Chris and I and the girls.
Yeah, hang on. We got breaking news. Felicia just texted me. She's going to donate a cookbook.
Really?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, for today's podcast.
No, not for today's.
No, we're going to put it for next week.
Next week.
We've got to bring them back next week.
We'll tease that. Next
that's
we'll
awesome.
Tease that. That's a big prize. That's a big money prize.
Yeah. It includes all of her Thanksgiving recipes.
Tripe included.
Yeah, it's tripe. Is your tripe recipe?
No, it's not in her next book, which I wish you could have done, was going to be like Christmas and winter. This one's a fall book.
Fall book.
I got to tell you, I bought one for my girlfriend, and she absolutely loves it. And the thing that she loves most about the book is the pictures and how it tells a story. It's not just a recipe and cookbook, but it actually brought the family and the stories into it. And that's one of the things she loved about it the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
a lot of people say that.
If you want to see pictures of Joe with hair, it's in the cookbook.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's another whole book.
But we did go to Portsmouth yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Felicia. That's very generous. Portsmouth is, say, like an hour from Gloucester.
Yeah. But where did we go before Portsmouth?
We stopped at the Rusty Can.
Yeah.
Which is?
Because Kate has never been to the Rusty Can. So we're like, if we're going to Portsmouth,
someone else.
Pass.
Have you been to the Rusty Can?
You needed a respite stop on the way.
No, it's in Byfield.
Is Kate now a fan of the Can?
Byfield's a town.
Near Raleigh. Yeah.
Right next to Raleigh.
I should just say Raleigh.
Legit question.
I should just say
Raleigh.
Salisbury, Raleigh. So we're trying to get
the. It's a barbecue place, and it's pretty spectacular.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on 1A?
No, 95.
Right off the 95 exit. Byfield.
It's right off the exit. Byfield, yeah.
What's the road?
It's like you get off the exit, you drive directly across the street, and it's right in front of you.
You had it on
Good Morning
Gloucester. The Rusty Can. It's worth a drive.
Yeah.
If you're, you know what? As a matter of fact, the next time you're going up looking for oars, you stop up there and you're in good shape. Tremendous. Tremendous barbecue. So we've both been on diets. You've been on it for probably a month more than me. Yesterday we just completely disregarded the diet.
Did the cheat day feel good?
The cheat day,
very good.
Good, yeah. So, what did you get? You got a.
I got the pastrami sandwich, but this is like not your ordinary pastrami sandwich. It's not the shredded that they literally cut the brisket, pastrami biscuit, and there's 2 big slices on there, with rye bread. I just
we got the onion dip.
Yeah, I love
the Vidalia onion drip.
Yo, dip.
Drip. It probably was.
Actually, I don't think they had mustard. They had some sauce on it. I think it was like mayo.
I got a brisket bomb.
Oh, yeah.
It must have weighed 3 pounds.
Yeah. The girls got the pulled pork taco.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's open like, you know, planning. You're not, you can't use this table. You can't use that table.
No, they do a good job with the 6 feet social distancing.
We got it on a Saturday at like 12:15. So you can get it. I was surprised we could get it.
They got takeout. So you can, if you're just passing through, you can order takeout and then bring it home.
Where is that located in Portsmouth?
No, it's in Byfield.
I thought you were going on the other place in Portsmouth. I'm sorry.
No, I missed that. So, but then we went to Portsmouth, and Portsmouth is an absolutely, it's probably the best day trip from outside of Boston, because Boston's an obvious one, but like for a day trip, like maybe a weekend, because of the proximity to where we live. Mm-hmm. It's a great downtown. There's a million great restaurants, great shopping. But we found this. The girls were gonna go shopping, and we were gonna go to this little cigar shop. We thought it was just a cigar shop that they might have a couple chairs to sit down. We parked and we came around the back of the building, and there was a door on the side.
Yeah.
Slow burn speakeasy.
Yeah.
You can buy the cigars upstairs and go downstairs. They had widescreen TVs, gorgeous bar, thick leather couches, excellent service, excellent drinks.
Great ventilation.
So you could smoke this. Do you smoke cigars?
Used to.
Yeah. Well, we smoke. And it was.
Yeah.
So they, but the interesting thing to me, they had a club.
Yeah.
So $1,000, and I was talking to Anthony Catarano about this morning. For $1,000, you get a $500, and you can split it between like two guys. We could split it. A little too far away for us because an hour, we probably wouldn't use it enough to make it worth that while. But if it was in Gloucester, we'd be members yesterday. $1,000, you get a $500 credit, beverage credit. So there's $500 off of $1,000. Every month they put two premium cigars in your, they give you a locker in their humidor. So your locker, you can keep your cigars in there. And they put two cigars every month. So I figure each of the cigars is probably a $10 cigar. So that's $20, $240. So now you're at $740 off of the $1,000 that you paid. And you get the locker. They paid, and they let you reserve tables.
Yeah. And you get a private section for members only.
How big is it? Must be pretty big.
It was good size, not huge.
No,
but then they had a private section those for the members only.
Yeah,
with really really nice amenities. It was just it was
gorgeous. What would you say that the normal day to day capacity would be versus COVID capacity?
Well, you can sit at the bar there. So we were sitting at the bar watching the Masters.
Yeah,
because it's New Hampshire, and you know they don't. They didn't seem like they had COVID spacing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's still like the way they had it, they had like a big padded bench along the back wall. So no one's like on top of each other anyway.
Your picture that you posted. It looked really, really nice in there.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful space. It's all along the lines of as beautiful of a room as Tonto is, because I consider Tonto to be the nicest room in Gloucester. It's on that level.
Well, don't Happy Valley do that?
Hey, now you're talking, right?
Nice.
It's illegal. Why not?
That's a good right.
Speaking of Tonto, Kenny Chesney was in for dinner there the other night.
Oh, was he?
I heard Lindsay Hale got a picture with him.
She did.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about the picture of Kenny Chesney is you would think that he's just like a guy that works on a dock.
He had a Patriots hat on.
Yeah.
A winter hat and a mask. So if you knew who he was, you wouldn't have known who he was.
And he's a big time. He's A-list. Mm-hmm. Kenny Chesney's A-list.
Oh, yeah.
Top of his game in like a Garth Brooks level or Hank Williams or something for that in the country scene today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone out there knows Kenny, we'd love to have him on the Good Morning Gloucester show. So if anybody can hook us up and get Kenny Chesney here.
Maybe then he'd be in the intro.
What's that?
Maybe then he'd be
Oh,
the
then
intro.
He'd be in the intro. Right. He would be, but we would. Right. That's a good point, Pat. Thank you for bringing that up.
You guys have Paul DeAngelo.
Paul's funny.
Yeah. Funny.
We're going to have him back.
Yeah.
We're going to have Paul back. How, you know Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of good artists, he's good. A good artist.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. He aggravates me. He's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really taking a hit with this.
Oh, with the COVID, I know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I just see him with the giggles all the time.
Giggles, yeah.
Yeah, he's up. Is Giggles part of the Prince?
Prince. Yeah,
Prince. Yeah.
Lenny Clark.
Lenny Clark, and his brother books all the comedians there.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
His wife, Lenny Clark's wife, is a striper captain down the Cape.
Oh, really?
Not to bring you there. One of those places.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Wow. That's interesting.
That's why we got Sam here. All the inside information.
Yeah.
I want to thank people that bought my calendar, the GMG calendar, sold out in 24 hours,
wow.
Record time.
Wow. That's awesome.
And you reserve one
it
for
is
your
beautiful.
Mother?
I reserve one for my mom. Right.
Is it possible? My knitting girls wanted to know if it's possible to get one.
No.
Joe, you didn't reserve anything.
I wrote that they're going to sell out fast. People have to act.
Yeah, but this girl's not on Facebook, so she didn't see it.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll kick someone off of my Christmas list that I have on reserve.
As you have doing a local guy or online.
Yeah, what?
A local guy or online calendar. Made it.
Well I made the images and then I had it printed online. Yeah.
Joe, do you have your own calendar yet?
Sam.
I mean Joe, I'm saying Sam.
That's all I need. I don't even know what day it is.
Talking to you.
You can use a calendar, yeah. So there's that. But I wanted to thank the people that bought them. And I like to. The reason I do that, I order them and I take the orders and I stop it there, is because I want to like get them shipped out and be done with it and enjoy the holiday. I don't want to be like trying to like. You know, order more than I need, and then like trying to pimp them all the time.
Are these signed? Are they autographed? Or
no,
are they numbered? Are they limited edition?
No.
You don't like to lick stamps. You can't lick.
Hey, did you bring the Bud Light seltzers?
Oh, I didn't.
You forgot? Okay, so we're going to cross that off the list.
The sun didn't wake him up.
Okay. Yeah.
Whose fault is that? You didn't remind me. It's your fault. That's you should have reminded me to bring the seltzers.
So, oh, Pat, are you ready to do the Dunkin' Donuts segment?
Yes.
Okay. So let me preface it. So I read that Dunkin', speaking of selling out of products, Dunkin' Donuts came out with their own line of Dunkin' Donuts robes, hoodies, and joggers, which they call them joggers. I call them sweatpants. So, Pat, bring them onto the screen.
Here we go.
Do you have a side by side?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's how I want it because we lose the audio if you don't have it that way.
Right, but I can't switch the pictures, can I, from here?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Okay, don't touch
it. But which one do you have on there?
It's the bathrobe.
Yep, it's coming now.
Okay. It's the bathrobe.
Oh, wait, it's not showing.
It's coming. Oh.
Let me just
see. Your computer's old.
I see it here.
It's still probably streaming.
No, it's probably not streaming.
It's still buffering.
No, it's... Don't. You can take it right off. We'll do the segment another time.
All right.
Sorry for the technical.
They sold out these really gaudy colored Dunkin' Donuts. It says DD all the way across, and they're orange and yellow. And I can't imagine that they would sell out. But so I have a poll going on the blog. Would you ever buy one of these? Yes or no. And the third answer is yes, only as a gag. Because I can't imagine anybody would buy Dunkin' Donuts.
And Schooner is saying hello to everybody and thank you for, you know, thinking about him.
Schoony Boo Boo?
Schoony Boo Boo's listening.
They don't have the link to join us, do they? Because we could put them on.
Oh, we'll have to do that another time. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right. So next week we're going to have a Schoony Boo Boo, introduce Scooty Boo Boo to the Good Morning Gloucester, as long as the mother is okay with that.
Right. She might be working next Sunday, but we'll find a Sunday when she's not.
Can you remind people who Scooty Boo Boo is?
Sorry, Scooty Boo Boo.
You know, Scooty Boo Boo.
Schooner is our grandson, our first grandson. He's 2 months old now. Oh, there we go. And and it's his first podcast.
Oh, this is his first podcast. And he
should
says,
we ask him what he likes for dinner in the sub?
He says hi.
He likes stripe.
He says hi to Nanu and Pip Pip.
Oh, look at him.
And he's got a hairdo like Joe and I.
He does.
He does.
We're glad to have Amy on board. I resemble that.
That's
awesome. Handsome young fella. Yeah. So there's that. Let's see. What, do we talk about? Oh, you talked about your mother decorating, having her whole house decorated for Christmas.
We did talk about that when you. We didn't really finish that. Yeah.
We didn't really come to a conclusion on what the answer should be. Yeah. When is it okay?
When did she say?
Okay. So
November 1st.
Oh.
I have a two-part answer. I have, for anyone that is, like, their kids are grown up and out of the house.
Yeah.
Like my mom's age, they can do whatever they want.
They get a pass.
My mother watches.
We're young.
My mother watches the Hallmark Channel.
24/7.
Where the Christmas shows is her favorite part. And she watches them 24/7. So whatever they want to do.
In Lifetime.
Is good. For us, younger folk.
Yeah.
I say it's got to be after the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't think the blend of the two holidays is a good look.
No.
You know?
Yeah, it's not really a good look.
Let's finish one before you get to the
orange,
next one.
Red, and green.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Charlene says day after Thanksgiving.
Charlene's up. Wow. Yeah. Charlene's up. I'm surprised.
We also went to Flatbread Pizza.
Oh, yeah. I'm still paying for that.
I'd agree with Nina. Nina Testaverde Goodick is commenting. I think it's okay for decorating now. People are in need of cheer right now.
Yes.
COVID Christmas, we mentioned that. I think that's why there's a bigger push.
I think this year just automatically gets a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people need it. This year, it's got an asterisk next to it all the way around for everything. So
I agree with Nina.
Yeah.
A lot of your friends watch the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big thing?
It's a big
thing. Yeah.
Oh, lots of people. I don't.
And I just learned Lifetime, too.
Oh, there you go.
And
yeah.
It's awesome.
All the schmaltz all the time.
Yeah, my granddaughter Amanda says to me, Grandma, why do you watch that all the time? You know how it's going to end. And I said, that's why I like it. It's going to end happy.
You know how it begins and ends. And yeah.
Speaking of shows, I'm going to recommend it again because I loved it so much. I just finished it up. The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. Yes.
Oh, you finished it?
I finished it, and I'm sad that I finished it. But I didn't realize when I started it that there is going to be a season two.
I don't think they had announced it. Well, I don't know about when you started it, but I think they just announced that.
Yeah.
Do they have subtitles?
Yes. Well, I mean, you can set it up.
In
you can set it up for.
It's in England. It's in America. It's in
America. Yeah,
I thought it was England.
No, it's not like that. It's not like one of those foo-foo.
My wife asked me about that.
Pat loves those ones. Pat,
I have a recommendation for Matt and Nolan and everyone out there. And actually, I was laughing the entire time. I watched this last night. My girlfriend was Holidate.
Oh, yeah. I got to watch this on Netflix.
And you would think by the previews, this is going to be like a foo-foo one, right?
Who's in it?
It's a couple known, well, to me, some unknowns.
Yeah.
And then.
And it was good?
It was very good. It was well written. The language, the scenarios, the banter that unfolds, just the whole thing all the way through, connects to each other.
Holidate.
And the premise of it is there's a single girl. The mother's trying to marry off the single girl. And she got out of this big relationship for years, and she's still hung up on the guy. Well, this other guy gets out of some sort of a relationship, and they end up finding each other at the mall. I'm not going to ruin anything by telling you this, but they come up with a thing called holiday. So they only go out on the holidays together, so there's no stress. So every holiday they get together, and that's their date. So they don't have to worry about relationships and all the stuff in between.
My girlfriend's from.
What ensues and unravels through the whole thing is what's so great about it. So I recommend it. It's a good watch.
So now we don't have to watch it because
I didn't ruin it, but that's the premise. Chris. I mean, it's right in the trailer. Come on now.
I don't watch the trailer.
My girlfriend's from Glen Eagle. They call me because they love Netflix, and when they see a movie that they think I like, and I haven't seen it yet, but I will. I'll watch it.
Block your ears in some of the scenes.
Yes. Okay.
Actually, Sam, I'm just
keep your mind open. But block your ears.
Okay.
Did you paint that buoy in the corner?
No.
No, in the corner. The blue. Did you paint that?
Oh, no.
No?
That might be a Paul DeAngelo.
Yeah, much better than that.
Hey, Mom, Joey's out. He has some customers he had to deal with. So I'm going to put that up on the screen for everybody to look at.
It's shining off the window.
It's too bad.
But we do have a comment from Ralph DiGiorgio.
Where's Ralph been?
He said we bumped into somebody up here in Vermont, and he asked if we knew Fudge Joe's McCarthy.
Oh, jeez. that was someone from high school then. That was my high school nickname, Fudge.
There was a fudgery up there. I was going to take a picture with you in front of
actually, Ralph just chimed in. They're up in Vermont, and they bumped into somebody supposedly from high school because they're like,
they knew your nickname,
they know,
Fudge.
Yeah, they know Fudge.
Jesus.
Oh, that's funny. I was dating some girl from high school that served ice cream at Treadwell's right up the street from Bishop Fenwick. And one of our buddies, Russ, coined the term fudge. Like, the fudge packer.
Oh, boy.
Did you mention Nina's comment
Yes, it was up. No, I put it up.
So Nina says, holiday drop was excellent. True story about a military base in South Pacific who dropped gifts to islands
that are so isolated they wouldn't have Christmas without it. Been going on for 50 years or more.
And that was on one of those channels?
I suppose. I've not heard of holiday drop.
No, I haven't either. Okay.
Holiday drop, is that
drop?
One? I bet you it's Netflix.
Yeah, probably.
So we're going to do, this is your 2-minute warning. We're going to draw the names and the order that we call them is the order that they can pick, but it doesn't matter. If the third person pick responds to the prize that they want before the second person, they can pick, they get the pick before them.
And it sounds like holiday drop is on Hallmark.
Oh, there you go.
New this year, she said.
I heard they had a lot of new stuff this year.
Scotty, do you have to change your pants?
I don't know what they're laughing about. Ma, what are they laughing about?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
It's the delay. We're watching the delay, so we're trying to find out what happened.
Have any other people?
I have 11.
You got 11 people share.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the gifts are teeth whitening for Paul Gamber,
mm-hmm.
A fisherman gator from Pauline's Gifts, 2 books, so there's going to be 1 and 2, a long triage from Kerry Sullivan. All right, you got look one more time.
Operation Christmas Drop is the correction on the looking one more time just to make sure I haven't missed anybody.
Share the, if they share it.
And it's Netflix, not Hallmark. Poor Nina's.
So all the people that are watching right now, if they don't share it, they're crazy. All right. So
yeah, I think I got them all.
Okay, you got them. Okay.
I think.
1 to 11. And next week, Felicia's going to donate one of her cookbooks.
Yeah, all right, so don't forget, if you like these.
You should have her here, Joey, so she can answer questions.
We can have her.
Joey Foote suggested that Felicia get equal time for rebuttal.
Yeah. That's good.
She didn't say that. The rebuttal part.
Your comment about her being the more bitchy one growing up.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
She wasn't.
I think she would. I think she would. No, she would. I think
that was the word he used.
She acknowledged it. She'll acknowledge it. I'm guessing that she'll. We'll find out next week.
Yeah.
We'll have her on.
Right.
So this one does not count. I'm shaking.
Because it never goes right.
Because it never goes right the first time.
You have to shake it above the desk. People don't know what you're shaking now.
This doesn't. This does not.
More than once.
Sam's smiling. Okay.
That is not a good visual. He is right. He is correct.
All right, here we go. This is going to be for the first one.
Okay, here we go.
So the people, this is not the number. I'm going to shake it, and it'll be the number. I think I can just press the button. And this is for number 6.
Number 6, Michael Bertolino.
That was his first one win, I think.
And he always enters.
He always enters. Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
6 is my lucky number, too. So.
Is he the electrician?
know. I'm not sure. But he's always on. I love that. Okay,
what's
so
number Joey?
Six is my lucky number.
Jim Delpiaz on the drum roll, folks.
Number two is number two.
Joey Foot.
All right. Now we're looking for people to
respond with what they want.
Now respond with what you want. Number eight.
Number eight is Ed Collard. What is
Ed Collard?
Ed Collard is a lucky guy.
He's got a horseshoe stuck up his ass. Okay. And the final one right here. Number two was already picked.
Yep.
So we're back.
Number 10 is Kathy McCarthy.
Kathy McCarthy from Rocky Neck.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go. All right.
Okay, Ed. Okay, hang on. Joey Foot wants the gator.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Joey. And Ed Collar, whatever Patsy wants.
Ma, whatever. Do you want one of the? What do you want out of those?
Nice, books? Ed.
Thank you. This is gone.
Good morning,
so, teeth whitening or book?
What's that?
This?
Yeah.
It's a book.
Okay, but those are the two choices?
This is gone. Yeah. Teeth whitening from Paul, my friend Paul Gamber. He's a dentist.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right. Now you get the teeth whitening.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, Ed. And
we haven't heard from Kathy or Michael.
Yes. Kathy or Michael, which is surprise. Well, yeah.
Thank you, Ed.
They won the books. They definitely
Very good.
Won the books. All right.
Are you selling these masks yet? Good morning, Gloucester.
I am not selling those masks, but I do have a special announcement by next week of something that I will be selling that I know is going to sell out. A limited edition, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
talk about your
ordered five of them.
Go down. Oh, please. Please go down to Cape Ann Coffee and check out my images on the wall there. They're framed. They're awesome.
It's a great show.
Lisa, if you can get a hold of Kathy McCarthy and tell her to come pick up her book, that'd be awesome. I appreciate it. Yeah, it is an awesome show. Thanks for joining us. Join us next week. And then the week after that, we're going to be at Little Red Rooster doing the 450th. All right, Jimmy.
Thank you all.
Hold on a second. We got Jimmy. Got to do the public service.
Oh, right.
Public
service. Wow, almost forgot.
Ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely no piping plovers were injured in the making of today's podcast. Thank you.
Jimmy, you gotta cut your nose hairs.
Finish. Oh.